there, quick announcement before we start the episode. Next week, February 20th, normally an off week, we are going to be releasing a very silly, very special, very exciting one-shot hosted by guest GM Elliot Davis from My First Dungeon and Many Sided Media. We're so excited to have him, and he's going to be running an original game called Welcome to the Silly Goose Convention in celebration of a Kickstarter he's got for another game launching tomorrow, February 14th. We've linked the Kickstarter in the bio. We're very excited to have Elliot on the show. We'll tell you a little bit more about it at the end of this episode. In the meantime, stick around, enjoy the episode, and hey, how about a high five?
Welcome back to Mage Hand High Five. I'm your Dungeon Master, Casey Pappas, and with me, ranked from least to most likely to change their name on the podcast, Max Weinberg.
I'm Max Weinberg, and believe it or not, Max is my legal name. Not Maxwell, not Maximilian, just Max.
Nice.
Playing Stump Steenly.
Robin Langenhop.
Hi, I'm Robin Langenhop. I changed my name immediately before we started the podcast. And I play Hayden Kincaid, who changes their name on the reg.
And introducing Rowan McStay.
Woo! Hi there, I'm Rowan McStay. Very excited to be doing this on recording. I've been doing this for a while in like personal life. Playing Salome Breyer, who's still just Salome Breyer. thanks for making this little switch with me. I do appreciate it. Been doing it personally for a while, just switching to doing it professionally. And you'll hear still like backlog happening where I'm still using Sarah. We're not going to change it or anything. For me, it's like part of my journey that I love too. So I'm happy to keep it. I just am using Rowan moving forward.
Well, thank you all for listening, and thank you all for coming with us on this journey. And
that's the end of the episode.
And with and that, how about a high five?
And how about a high five? And with that, shall we delve right in?
Yeah.
Last time on Mage Hand High Five, our heroes were separated. Hayden bonded with a displacer beast, lovingly nicknamed Yolanda, and took a quick cat nap. Salome met up with Portens, who mentioned that Charlie had taken off after Stump earlier, and offered up a hotel room to hide Bancroft. The auditorium mysteriously caught fire, forcing Jameson back. Stump followed the assassin and learned, 1, that Courtois was looking to contain information involving the stranger. She also mentioned the word orphans, though the context was unclear. 2, that they're hiding in a place called the Sink. 3, that she had a plan to deal with LaMarche, and 4, that they'd kidnapped Charlie, who'd followed a disguised Courtois by mistake. The group met up and found Earl Letterbetter, the USPS whiz. Earl gave Salome Aunt Lila's message, pictures of a tree, a mine, and a ghoul. Stump messaged his family and learned that the sink is Twin Rivers' dungeon, sunk in the bog below it. They resolved to go after Courtois and fashioned a false hat of disguise after some shenanigans. They headed down and found an angry LaMarche outside the auditorium ready to turn on Courtois. He left for the sink with the group secretly following, but was shot in the back by one of his guards on the second level down. Where we are now, you are stealthing along behind LaMarche and his two guards. One of them is standing over LaMarche, who is on the ground cussing and swearing, and the other one is sort of hesitating. At the end of the alley is the staircase leading down to the third level, but it is off the main street, so nobody is around.
LaMarche looks to be still alive?
LaMarche is still alive, yes.
I am going to go after that guard.
Okay.
Yeah, same.
I'll shoot him, too.
Okay.
So it's time for some violence.
Sure is.
I will give you all a surprise round, so let's have you all roll initiative.
Yeah, all right.
Salome.
It's a very strong 2.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Hayden.
A sensible 16.
Wow, that's kind of low for
below
you.
Below 20.
Yeah, for me, that's low.
And Stump.
That's an 18.
18. Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
First time any of us has beat Hayden at initiative.
Losing my quick draw status.
First in the surprise round is Stump.
Are they basically, you know, mechanically looking the same, or does one look hardier than the other? The guards?
They're looking mechanically similar.
Right.
Did one of them eat their Wheaties?
What's their mechanical HP looking like?
Unknown to you at this time. One of them is holding a gun, though.
I'll just shoot the one with the gun, with my crossbow.
Okay, great.
This is a surprise, right? So I get advantage.
It is a surprise, so you do get advantage.
Ooh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that's a 19 on the die, so 26.
That hits a little.
It hits a little. Great. So that's a D8 for the bow and a D6 for sneak attack because I have advantage. That's 14 damage.
Okay. Immediately, he's not looking fantastic.
Then I'm gonna hide. Is there something in the alley I could use my bonus action hide?
Yeah, you duck behind a barrel.
Great.
There's some barrels.
I shoot and hide.
Okay. You. Next in the order is Hayden.
How dark is it out here?
Fairly.
Would it require dark vision to be able to look around?
I think there are, like, some lights, since this is a thoroughfare down to the next level, but I will say there are plenty of opportunities to, like, hide in the shadows. Like, it's sort of a darkened alley. It's not completely black, but it's, like, darkened.
All right. Well, first I'm just gonna unload my crossbow into, you know, whoever's available and that I don't like. Let's start with the one that's already injured.
Fantastic.
And since this is the first round of combat, I get to attack so many times.
Oh my god.
There you go.
That's a 19 on the die for my first hit, which is 28.
Yep.
It throws up super shield.
8 damage on that.
I'm going to be real with y'all. I kind of feel bad for making y'all roll initiative.
We're just going to take care of it.
I don't think these guys are going to last very long.
Okay.
Incredible. Okay, you shoot him in the hip.
Let's go again. It's a 15.
15 to hit. Yes, that does hit.
Ooh.
All right.
7 damage.
He's looking pretty bad.
All right. Attack number 3. All right, so that's only a 12.
That does not hit.
Okay. Attack number 4, then. Here we go.
Okay, moving right along.
That's 21 to hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hits.
10 damage, max damage.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. He fully just hits the ground. Pistol falls from his hands. Salome, it is your turn in the surprise round.
Great. I'm not attacking from hiding at all. I'm just going to walk right up to the second guard. And that is going to be a 25 to hit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
With Booming Blade.
Okay.
So I catch this guy for 17 damage.
Okay.
And I just say, "Hi, darling, you want to take a couple steps away from here to try to get help, and you're going to be in a world of hurt. So why don't you just get real quiet, and we'll have a conversation, okay?"
You run up to him and just fucking stab him. Without him knowing anything's wrong, he suddenly just feels a blade in his back.
Ah, I missed that feeling.
And, like, in the same moment, sees his partner just, like, collapse dead from, like, 4 or 5, like, arrows. It's still not his turn. Next in the order is Stump.
Great.
I'm
hidden, so I'm just gonna attack with my crossbow again.
Okay.
With advantage, because I'm attacking from hidden. I'm hidden.
I know, like, generally where Stump is, so I just turn the guard around to face him.
That's a 17.
That will hit. Yep.
Great. So we get sneak attack again. 15 damage. Non-lethal. If it's going to take him non-lethal.
Okay. Then he collapses.
Great.
Unconscious as opposed to dead.
Cool. That was pretty, man. Maybe we should go storm Courtois right now if that's all it's going to be.
Yeah. I will say the guards rolled a nat 1 on the die, so y'all all would have gotten a second round of combat before they got a hand on the ball.
That is just brutal.
What was LaMarche's? How's he looking? Well, now that we're, like, up close.
I mean, he's on the ground, like, cussing and swearing. And he's like, Jeremy, god damn it.
I go and basically, even though I'm pretty close to the ground already, Stump goes and kind of stands over LaMarche and just goes,
looks like you owe us a favor now, right? How's it going?
He sort of like turns over on his side and says, "Did you shoot me in the fucking back?"
"No, I shot these guys in the fucking back."
He looks at the guards and he goes, "Did they shoot me in the back?"
"Yeah." "They did.
I don't think they're going to be doing it again."
"You're welcome."
He sort of sits up and he goes, "You've got me at a disadvantage.
Could you use some healing? Do you need a little help there?"
He sort of looks at you and he says,
"Did he just get shot in the back?"
I am aware. What is in it for you? Before I accept any healing of any kind, how am I indebting myself to you?"
"Well, what? Would you rather just sit there and bleed out over it?" "Ugh, man,
Mr.
okay.
Mr. Lamash, I might be able to elucidate things just a bit. And just in case this happens to line up with Lamarche's previous experiences, I transform into the face the stranger had when I killed them." "I am the one who dispatched the stranger. It's a pleasure to meet you."
Now, in the criminal world, that's what's known as stealing someone else's bounty. And you have, in a sense, stolen 20,000 gold from me. However, I am willing to forgive that, since you have dispatched the person that owed me 20,000 gold. I think it is only fair that you offer me recompense for that in the sense of healing my back.
You know what? That's a deal that I will happily make. And I will cast your wounds.
Great. He sort of massages his back and he goes, "All right, now that we're all back in working order, what, and pardon my language, the fuck is going on?"
"Do you want the short version or the long version?"
"Let's do the short version."
"Can we walk and talk? Can we all get to the sink while we're doing this?
That
I think we all
like
need to get down there."
"Fantastic plan, yes."
"You're all headed to the sink. I have to assume this has to do with a certain churchgoer."
"No, it was about the dodgeball tournament."
He squints at you and goes, all right.
"You got into bed with a truly unhinged person who has now acquired one of our companions, and we'd like to retrieve them."
As we're walking to the sink, I catch Lamarche up on not everything we know, but just my conversation, or what I overheard when there was Charlie and the duplicate me and Courtois.
"So they had plans for me, huh?"
"Yeah, this was the start of it."
"Well, you want to wake up Johnny and we can ask him some questions?"
"Gladly. I will grab a little of the correct powder this time and use poison spray on our guest here."
"Okay.
Shoot, sorry again about the sugar stump."
"Yeah, we gotta find what where it went, because that's a bummer for somebody.
There's a cake somewhere that we really need to avoid."
"Yeah, yeah. Somewhere there's a cake that we cannot eat."
"All right, what's the saving throw I need to make?"
"Constitution."
"That's a nat one. The second one in a row. What is going on?"
"Yeah, believe it or not, truth serum."
"Okay, perfect. So, do you wake him up?"
"I slap him."
He goes, "Ah."
Also, like, face, like, right up in it. Just like, "Hey.
Ah.
Welcome back."
"Hi."
"Shh, shh, shh, shh. You're going to need to be a little quieter than that, honey."
"Is that to me or this guy?"
"This guy. You're fine.
Oh,
I know
okay,
you
great.
Only got one volume, Stone.
Yeah, I'll
I just mean this
volume.
Guy can't yell."
"Why can't I yell?"
"Because we don't want anybody hearing you."
"Yeah. So, hey, guy.
Yeah.
We have a friend who would like to ask you a couple questions."
"Okay."
And I lift him up face to face with Lamarche.
Lamarche says, "Why did you shoot me in the back?"
I mean, that's a fair question.
Johnny says, I mean, "You're the imposter, so I had to shoot you." And Maverick goes, "What?" And he says, "Yeah, we got orders from downstairs that there was an imposter running around on the upper levels that looked like Maverick Lamarche, and that the real Maverick is in the sink, and, like, we're supposed to kill on sight."
"So I think I know what you're talking about, and There's also apparently a duplicate me running around, and so I think it would be really helpful if me and LaMarche went to the sink together. Would you like to accompany us?
Are you... So this is the real LaMarche?
This is the real one, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, it sucks for you.
And Maverick goes, yeah, fuck.
Who exactly gave you this particular order?
We got it from couriers running upstairs.
They say who it was from?
Is that normally how you get that information?
That's how we get orders, yeah. I mean, if it's orders that got to get out quick. And they said it came straight from the man.
Maybe you need to rethink this entire system that you all have arranged.
Maverick says, well, we're not all... Listen, as the head of the operation, we're not all spellcasters.
Also know a guy who's real good at sending messages if you need a guy.
USPS, I'm not paying 50 gold every time I need to send a message to my men.
No, he Cubs works for you. Not just don't just use the USPS system.
Yeah, you could get Earl on salary. He's real nice.
Get Earl on your team.
You're right.
He's somebody you'd like to have a drink with, you know?
Fair. You'd like Earl. I'll introduce you. Not in a date way, but like in a professional way.
Oh, I've met Earl.
It's actually important to make that clear right off the bat, to be honest.
Yeah, Earl seems kind of open to it being in a date way, but like you got to just, he'll be flexible, you know?
Listen, Earl's terribly go with the flow. I do know that much.
Oh, okay. You know Earl?
Oh, so you know.
Okay. All right. Listen, I've already been shot in the back once today. All right.
Oh, no.
The cascade of realization.
It always hits me last, you know?
And afraid. Wait, so, LaMarche, this is one of your guys?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Why I was...
Sorry about that.
I mean, the other one did shoot me in the back, so, like, if you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Yeah, you know, I was just saying that earlier today.
Listen, I've thrown my men in the marriage before, and Johnny looks like he's getting ready to be thrown in himself. So why don't we all take a trip down to the sink and see who else we can find to throw in the river confluence?
Sounds like a good time to me.
Sure, sounds like fun. I kind of give Johnny like a apologetic look. Yeah, we really got you in this one.
You know, I think that river would be great for dousing some eternal flames, so I am on board.
Oh, true.
LaMarche, do you want us to heal Johnny, too?
LaMarche turns to him and just conks him over the head and knocks him out.
Yeah, that answers that question.
Oh, all right, well.
Simplified.
Great. Let's get started.
A musical montage of us traveling to the sink.
Sending them away.
People, let me tell you
Sending
about
my very friend.
roll a group stealth check. Oof. As you make your way down.
Okay.
What are we working with when it comes to LaMarche? I'm assuming he just punches people for a living.
LaMarche has a pair of brass knuckles called Hell and High Water.
Yes! Oh, I love that.
And they do extra stuff.
All right.
And yes, he just punches. Like, that's sort of his main attacks, and he does a lot of fucking damage per punch.
Great. Salome rolled a 19.
Ooh. 19.
Yeah, wow. I'm so excited.
Proud of you.
Salome started picking up her feet a little bit.
Hayden's got a 24.
Yeah, Stump's got a 12. Ugh. That was a 3, so it's pretty good.
Oh,
that's
not pretty bad. Solid.
Y'all all rolled very high, including LaMarche. So, like, you pass a lot of the stuff that's going on. Like, you are able to sneak past guards that are running to and fro. You're able to even sneak past a couple of assassins who have made their way to the upper levels.
Yeah, can I do a perception check to just notice, like, what the, as we're passing these folks, mm-hmm. like, what the intention seems to be, like, where does it seem like the church is making their moves? Like, are they looking for us? Are they like...
Yeah, roll perception.
Oh, that's another 19. Damn. Finally, 20.
20. There is a certain point where you are traveling down sort of this narrow stretch and you see there are thugs going door to door, like hired mercenary thugs knocking on doors, telling people like, hey, everybody's got to stay inside for now.
We've got a couple of fugitives from the law out. A couple doppelgangers they've taken the place of our beloved leader, and so if you see anybody, stay indoors. It's four people total.
Ooh. Great. So they're looking for all of us. Okay.
They're looking for all of you.
All right.
Hayden, do you still look like the other stranger?
Currently I do, but I don't have to.
That could have some repercussions.
They could.
That'd be fun.
Okay.
Just say it.
I mean, I'm half considering as we're walking, we got any kind of plan of attack? I mean, I'm half thinking about maybe trying to get our hands on some of those assassin masks. Or, like, we doing a kind of stealthy extraction mission, or are we just coming in guns blazing? Because, I'll be honest with you, I don't know if we're ready to handle Courtois at her best.
Maverick All right. says, I'm ready. And cracks his knuckles again, which is weird because he cracked them, like, 10 minutes ago.
Honey, I don't believe you are. But, Salome, if I'm being entirely honest, I think that a stealth mission is a good way to go. If I see an opportunity with Courtois, I can't guarantee I'm not going to go for it.
Okay, dear heart, but just, look, do me a favor and try to pick your opportunities wisely, okay? I'm sorry, honey, but this ain't worth losing you over.
And just give us a heads up.
Yeah, maybe just let us know.
I will do what I can.
All right.
I know that's exceedingly unhelpful, but...
Hey, it's all right. You know, I think we all want her gone. We're just trying to think of the safest way to do that. Because I don't think any of us want you gone. You understand?
I do. And at this point, I really just want to know what she's been talking about with these orphans.
Yeah, I think you might need to catch us up on whatever happened between you and the stranger next time we're not in mixed company.
If that ever happens.
If that ever happens.
You look over at LaMarche, and LaMarche, like, abruptly turns his head like he's not listening.
Sure, sweetie, you're very convincing.
Well, you're talking right in front of me, but it's fine.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
As you are making your way down Twin River, down the steps, as you get farther down, it starts to become less residential areas with streets and sidewalks, and starts to become more warehouses and rope bridges, and the general atmosphere becomes seedier and seedier as you go. As you're heading down, with your stealth rolls, you continue to evade guards as you go until you reach level 5. Once you get to level 5, it's sort of split into a level and a half. There is an upper level with rope bridges spanning the gaps along from one sort of platform to another. And then below it is a landfill. It is where all of the trash of Twin River goes. You see different chutes and small slides where trash slides down the chute into the landfill. And so below you on this secondary level below is this giant trash landfill.
Hey, LaMarche, is this your home?
Oh, stop.
I'm not even gonna...
Honey.
Oh, come on, let's have a little fun here.
We just made friends with this fella.
Yeah, you give your friends a hard time.
Oh, we really make ourselves hard to be around.
He says, no, but there is something that does live down there, so watch your balance.
Okay, you can't just say something like that and not elaborate.
What the hell's down there?
We have to have a way of disposing of the landfill somehow. As he says that, you... Stump, out of the corner of your eye, see something pop up out of the trash, and you see that it is an eye stalk, and it sort of like meanders on over to a pile of trash, and then you see two long tentacles shoot out of the trash, grab a hunk of it, and start pulling it, and as it does, a large mouth comes out and shovels the trash into its mouth.
Sorry?
It then submerges back into the trash.
Well, that's efficient.
Yo, we got to throw Courtois in there.
Oh, yeah. It eats everything.
Huh. Well, okay.
It eats everything. And then he turns and starts to walk. And then he turns and starts to walk across the rope bridge.
Yeah, I didn't really have any kind of sense of ambiguity about what that meant the first time.
So the way level 5 is set up, there is the large landfill below you. There are two rope bridges side by side. They string across to sort of a platform in the middle, and then two rope bridges past that to the other side. And this sort of platform in the middle is supported by, like, beams and is connected to above and below. It is, like, held in place by the structure itself. As you are headed across this bridge, what order are you walking in?
I don't like that.
Yeah, that makes it sound like this is going to be an eventful bridge crossing.
Listen, you know what? I refuse to answer.
This is just good to know.
Yeah, we just meander. Mr. LaMarche, you want to go ahead and lead the way since you know where we're going?
Absolutely.
All right.
As long as nobody's going to go around shooting people in the back here.
I mean, I can't make any promises for others, but for us, you're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't intend to shoot you in the back.
That's
I'm
great.
Happy to shoot other people in the back.
I guess I'll just have to take your word on that.
If it's worth anything to you, I prefer to shoot people while they're looking.
Just for the challenge.
Okay, cool. That's an interesting little factoid.
Let's go. Oh, wait. So I think we're going LaMarche. I can follow up if you want, because I'm kind of our next melee person.
I'm a distance fighter anyway, so I'm happy to be in the back.
Okay, cool. So Maverick, Salome,
Stump Hayden.
Cool.
Great.
All on one bridge?
Yes.
All on one bridge.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
You reach the halfway point when, on the other side of the second rope bridge, you see four assassins emerge. One of them has the pauldron from before and is the head assassin. He points, and the assassins start running across the bridge, and I need you all to roll initiative.
Oof. All right.
Let's do it.
Casey, this is the only time in this entire campaign where I probably won't have to ask if the enemy is in a straight line.
I will say that two of them are on one bridge, one of them is on the other, and the head assassin is staying on his side.
Casey, I want to hit four enemies.
Oh, I'm
with
sorry.
A level one spell.
Oh, I'm so. There is an ability that I specifically took for moments like these, and I hope it works out.
No. Okay. Alrighty. Hayden.
16.
Ooh, Stump.
21.
Whoa. And Solomon.
6.
Two assassins running straight for you. First to the initiative is the head assassin. Head assassin is going to hold his turn. Next in the order is Stump.
So how far away are the assassins from us?
The two assassins running towards you are probably about 30 feet down the rope bridge. The one on the other side, I would probably have to do some like math for, since it's 30 feet. So this side is 30 feet, that side's 15 feet, so this would be like 40-something feet.
37.
Yeah. You know, the Pythagorean theorem.
The hypotenuse, yeah.
The head assassin is probably 60 and some change on the other side.
I'll shoot the guy, the assassin on the other bridge.
Okay.
That's a dirty 20.
Nice.
That's going to hit. Roll some damage.
That's a big old 8.
Still some damage.
Yeah.
Hayden's going to lean forward towards Stump's ear and go, "Hey, Stump, if push comes to shove, do you have a way to make this bridge not a bridge anymore, if you catch my drift?"
I mean, I got like a knife.
I mean, ideally something more efficient, but
I got like a tinder box.
I mean, that could maybe do the job. I have an idea, but it's quite desperate, so we might want to save it for a last resort.
Fair enough.
Am I able to like scoot past Hayden
to change the yeah
to go to the back?
Yeah, I want to go closer. I'm going to take my movement to head to like the back of the bridge, just to kind of get away from the group a little bit.
Oh, okay.
You said the whole bridge is like 60 feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just going to kind of go to the end of our bridge.
Okay. Next in the order is Maverick. Maverick is going to run towards the first assassin, and he's gonna fucking punch him.
Yeah.
he He really likes punching.
He's just got a lot to get off his chest. You know, I get it. Sometimes you just got to let it out.
You see him come up and just sort of do a gut punch. You see a burst of flame sort of erupts from hell, which is on his right fist.
Oh.
You see that it does not do as much damage as you think it would.
Huh.
I mean, I did know somebody who had a little bit more to get off their chest, but that was a trans man with double D's, so that was a whole different thing.
And you know what? I think they both had a good time doing it.
Question though, when you say it doesn't do as much, I don't know, can I make like an insight check or something to be like, when you say it doesn't do as much as you would think it would, do you mean like the fire or the punch as a whole?
The fire.
Okay.
Like, this guy is not even singed.
That checks out.
Well, yeah, they're eternal flame folks. That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. Next in the order is the assassin he just punched. The flames come in from LaMarche's fist. They sort of surround the assassin. He twists his hands. The flame enters into his hands, and he shoots it up into the air, and then it comes back down onto LaMarche. And LaMarche is going to take some damage from some sacred flame.
Oh, yikes. All right.
Thought you were good at this.
Shut up.
Hayden.
All right. Hayden's going to look over to the assassin on the other bridge, narrows their eyes, and ooh, wah, 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 cast Hunter's Mark.
Great.
Great.
And then going to unload that crossbow. It's feeling a little heavy. I need to have a little few crossbow bolts in here.
Oh, boy.
21 for the first hit.
That's going to do it.
13 damage.
Okay.
Second attack.
It's the first turn of combat.
Only 12 to hit.
That does not hit.
21 to hit.
Yep, that hits.
Great.
I just get tickled by how much y'all do. No, it's scary.
11 damage.
Yeah, he's not looking great.
All right. And then just as a free object interaction, Hayden's going to reach into their bag, pull out a length of rope, and wrap it around their midsection and tie it off.
Okay.
Yeah, I ran off this bridge for a reason.
You did run off this bridge.
Yeah, you know, that's fair. That's a good plan.
Boy. Next in the order is the assassin that has not gone yet on the bridge. Stump, I need you to make a dex saving throw.
Who's doing this?
One of the assassins on the bridge that you just left from, the second one in line.
That's a 16.
You are able to sort of duck out of the way as this just beam of fire descends upon you.
Whew, I don't like all this fire on this bridge.
LaMarche, you need a little help? That wasn't that hard.
He says, I'm too busy fighting to say anything.
The assassin on the other bridge closes the 60 feet to make it onto the platform with you, Stump.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, that's all he can do for this turn. Next is Salome.
So the only people currently on the bridge are the three of us and two more assassins?
Yes.
Great. All right, I'm going to kind of sidle up, kind of in between, like just trying to get around LaMarche and that. And I think what I want to try to do is put myself at just a slight, doesn't have to be big, angle. Like, if this is a 5-foot wide bridge, I want to be, like, on one side of it if the assassin is on the other side of it.
You're trying to choose some angles.
Yeah, I'm trying to choose some angles. I'm trying to get, if we're in a narrow space, what I'm trying to do is occupy one side of that space so that I can put myself at a slight angle from one of the assassins.
Okay.
What I could do, if you would allow it, to set up this shot, is hold on to the edge of the bridge and not jump off, but step off, hold on to it.
Okay. You can do that. I need you to make an acrobatics check.
Okay, even if I'm just ducking in, I can't make it an athletics check?
I guess you can make an athletics check because you're hanging in there.
Yeah, I think I'm literally just stepping off the bridge and just clinging to the side for dear life.
Okay. Yeah, let's do athletics.
All right, that's okay. That's a 15.
Okay. Yeah.
Great. So what I want to do is I want to hook my arm under the rope, dangle off of the bridge in order to try to get an angle, And instead of pulling out my sword and shield, I will pull out Thaddeus's revolver and cast Eldritch Blast at one of these two assassins.
Okay.
Well, the first beam is a nat one. I do get two beams.
Ooh.
Oh, they both sucked. Oh, no. Does a nine hit? Probably not.
Nine does not hit. The nat one hits the bridge.
Oh,
and
shit.
You see, like, it hits one of the ropes on the bridge, and you see one of the, like, interwoven strands split.
Oh, okay.
And you think this bridge can only take a handful of hits.
This episode of Mage Hand High Five is sponsored by Multitude Productions and their actual play podcast, Join the Party, as part of their Direct Creator Support Initiative. Multitude Productions believes that podcasts are for people, not corporations, and that the actual play community is full of incredible creators telling some of the most imaginative stories in all of entertainment. Multitude offers high quality and affordable production services and consulting to help podcast creators of any size capitalize on their own successes. Join the Party is an actual play podcast focused on genre-pushing storytelling and celebrating the artistry of its cast and collaborators, as well as being a love letter to the art form of actual play. Join the Party has multiple seasons available now, with stories ranging from swashbuckling pirate tales in a world of plants and bugs to a weird summer camp beset by monsters. Here's looking at you, Camp Craven fans. Tune in every Tuesday for new episodes of Join the Party. And who knows, if we're your third favorite actual play, they might just become your first or second. We hope you'll check out Multitude and Join the Party at jointhepartypod.com or connect with them at Join the Party Pod on Instagram, Blue Sky, Tumblr, Facebook, and Twitter. Also, be sure to let them know that Mage Hand High Five sent you and that their Direct Creator Support Initiative is working. And with that, on with the show.
Do you love audio fiction stories like Welcome to Night Vale or Old Gods of Appalachia? Are you looking for your next favorite podcast?
Or maybe you love actual play shows like Critical Role, but don't always have time to sit down to a 3-hour show with hundreds upon hundreds of episodes.
Then you'll love The Adventures of Bud and Herb, a podcast that is made to binge with episodes around 30 minutes of non-stop, irreverent, yet wholesome fun set in an immersive fantasy world.
Follow along as best friends Bud and Herb, that's us, race against time to find an elusive, monstrous cryptid that has snatched a little boy from our idyllic little town of Mistress Glen.
I'm Bud, the deep gnome rogue.
And I'm Herb, the turtle folk barbarian chef. Each episode, we dig deeper into the mystery of the Cinderwood Walker.
A beast so terrifying, it can kill with only its stench. Find out if we live to smell tomorrow.
Listen to The Adventures of Bud and Herb wherever cryptids hide.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Maia, and this is Maia's Game Room, a narrative actual play anthology featuring short-form, story-driven TTRPGs. Each season tells a new story using a different rules-light system brought to life with sound design, editing, and emotional-rich roleplay. So, if you love cinematic storytelling and character-driven drama, come check out Season 1, set in the haunting world of the Electric State RPG. Just search Maia's Game Room wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we gotta be careful. And then I'm gonna duck back in under the bridge.
Salome, when you find yourself with a free moment, you might wanna get a hand on this rope here.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Around Hayden's waist.
Yeah.
Can I, with an object interaction, can I take that rope and tie it to myself?
I will say you can grab hold of the rope, you cannot tie it.
Perfect, I'll grab the rope.
Okay, it is the head assassin's turn. He hasn't taken his turn, so he's going to take it now. He moves his hands out in front of him, separates them, and between them appears a spectral dagger, a spiritual weapon. A spiritual weapon is a weapon conjured from sheer belief. It is often in connection with one's deity, but it is always a weapon that has deep personal significance to the caster.
And so in this case, when the dagger appears, it takes the form of a red-handled dagger with a little yellow tassel hanging off of it. He maneuvers this dagger under the handrail, the left handrail of the rope bridge, and is going to begin snapping the rope bridge out from under you. He starts with the handrail, brings it up, and snaps it, and the handrail goes limp.
Okay.
Hayden, could you roll a perception check?
Yeah, that's a 6.
Okay. Something catches your eye about this weapon, but you're not quite able to put your finger on it.
Yeah, I didn't really expect to see anything with that one.
Top of the order, he is going to hold his next action. Stump, it is your turn.
You know what? Fuck it.
It's Thursday.
Fuck it, it's Thursday. I'm gonna go try to push this guy off the ledge that's in front of me.
Nice!
Okay!
Contested athletics.
So, unfortunately, he can use acrobatics, but I have to use my athletics.
He's definitely going to use acrobatics.
You get it, Stump. Come on.
Casey, tell me what I have to beat. Tell me what I have to beat.
Tell you what you have to beat?
Yeah.
A 6.
There it is.
That's why you want to ask that question.
I have a -1, so I have to roll at least an 8.
All right. You got this, Stump.
That's a 4.
No!
That's not at least an 8.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so I go to, like, Sparta kick this person off the ledge here into the garbage monster and just kind of slip a little bit as I do it and just kind of end up with a light tap.
Oh, hey, you'll get him next time, Stump. Don't worry about it. Try it again.
Yo, stop saying things in front of my friend LaMarche. Try to look cool.
Well, you just asked him if he lived in the trash, Stump.
I'll disengage to get away from this guy to get away from the edge.
So you go for like a Sparta kick, and you slip and fall, and he tries to dodge and slips and falls as well, and you both just end up on your back, and it's really lame for both of you. And then you get up and just book it. You run away.
As Stump goes to kick the guy before all this happens, I go, LaMarche, look real quick. My friend Stump's real cool. He's been wanting to impress you all day.
Yeah. LaMarche looks back, sees them both fall, and go,
You know, he's normally better than that.
He's really not.
It's his turn, so he's going to turn around and land another hit with hell, but not high water.
Aw, poor high water.
I think we could use high water right now.
He misses again with high water, and you see him starting to get pretty steamed. Next in the order is this assassin, the one he just punched.
Why not?
LaMarche hits with one and then goes for another sort of uppercut. The assassin ducks out of the way and gets two quick in with his with two daggers that he's holding.
Ooh, nice.
LaMarche is not looking fantastic, but he's not, like, bloodied yet.
All right.
Next in the order is Hayden.
How's the bridge looking?
The bridge has 3 connective tissues left.
Mm-hmm.
One railing and the 2 ones that run along the planks.
Okay.
The other rail is gone, and Salome did loosen the integrity of one of the 2 sort of runners.
Sorry.
It's looking strained.
Okay.
It's not looking ready to burst yet.
All right. Then I'll hold off on my absolute last resort idea and continue trying to murder the man that I was trying to murder earlier today.
Okay.
not the lead assassin, the one that I've got Hunter's Mark on.
Okay.
I realize that was unclear. I've tried to murder a lot of people today.
Because you were shooting the one that was on the other bridge, and
yes,
that one
now
is now
on the
with
other side.
Stump. Okay.
Yes. That's 25 to hit.
That's going to hit. Roll some damage.
12 damage.
Okay.
And I'll do it again.
Watch out, because I'm going to do it again.
That's a natural 20.
Yeah, it is. All right.
Wow. Love that sound.
Okay.
That's 25 damage.
Yeah, it is.
And this is with the crossbow?
Yeah.
You fire 2 shots. Bah, bah. The assassin is getting up, getting ready to chase Stump. You knock out one of his legs with the first one.
and then the second one hits him square in the chest. He reels backward and falls off the platform.
Oh, good one, Hayden.
He falls, lands in the garbage below, lays unmoving, and you see the monster in the distance sort of turn and start moving his direction.
Ooh, girl's hungry. And with my bonus action, I turn back towards the lead assassin.
Hey, okay. Go.
Time for us to dance again. Ooh, and move my hunter's mark.
Okay. And that's the end of your turn?
That's the end of my turn.
It's the second assassin in line. She is going to point at you, Hayden.
Don't point. That's rude.
And I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oof. Ugh, that's an 8.
Hayden, you feel your muscles lock up at
once. Oh, no.
And because you're on a rope bridge, you're not really on stable ground, so you fall backwards, and the whole rope bridge rocks as you slam flat on your back.
That's not ideal.
Oh, no, honey. Okay.
And you are paralyzed.
Help!
That is that assassin's turn. Next in the order is Salome.
All right. You know what? I'm going to secure that rope around myself, and I'm gonna have a little athletics check again.
Okay.
That is a 14 athletics.
Okay. Yeah, you hang outside the rope again.
Great. All right, and I'm gonna take two more shots with this jammed revolver.
Okay.
I'm gonna go for the one who just cast the spell on Hayden.
Okay.
First attack is a 25 to hit.
Ooh. Yeah, that hits a little.
So the reason I wanted to set up this angle is I have something called Repelling Blast.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Where with an Eldritch Blast, I can push someone 10 feet away from me in a straight line.
Okay.
So that,
and if I'm correct, that railing doesn't exist anymore.
The railing does not exist anymore.
That's so my best friend.
I hang off the railing and shoot the gal that just shot Hayden off this bridge.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
She falls 30 feet. Well, how much damage do you do?
Just 10 damage, so not too much. Or okay. No, 7. Sorry, that's 7 damage.
Okay. You sort of lean out, fire, blast her right off the bridge. She goes falling and smacks into a pile of garbage down below. And you, like, mid-bite, the creature stops chewing on the other assassin's body, turns, and starts heading towards her.
Sorry, darling. And the next beam of Eldritch Blast is a 16 to hit the other assassin.
That'll do it.
I want to knock that fellow off, too.
Okay. Yeah. Roll damage.
That is a 9 damage. I've been so excited to use Repelling Blast,
so
y'all.
Good.
I took it for this exact thing.
I love it.
He's still alive, too. He goes falling off the platform and lands in the pile of garbage, like, right next to the other assassin.
Great. Does the first shot break concentration on the spell with Hayden?
Good question. Let's find out. Your blast does not, and the fall does not.
Damn.
Rolled really well.
Nice. All right.
Unfortunately.
Well, hey. Great. Good, so I'm going to get back. I'm going to climb back up on the on the bridge and try to get a shoulder around Hayden. Like, I don't know if I have movement left at all.
Like, just because that's, like, difficult.
It's such a complicated thing, right?
Yeah. Okay. I'll say that you probably don't have any more.
Okay. Yeah, then I'm going to just prepare to go over and get a shoulder around Hayden and get them out of here.
Okay.
All right, Mr. LaMarche, I think it's time to start running.
As LaMarche sort of turns, you see the assassin, like, the spectral blade dips down again, and this time goes for the rope that you did not damage, Salome.
All right.
The blade slips underneath the rope, comes straight up, and half of the bridge falls out from under you. And I need everyone who's on the bridge. Well, I need Salome to make a dex saving throw.
Yeah.
Hayden, you automatically fail yours.
I had a feeling.
That's a nat one. And I am tied to Hayden.
Mm-hmm.
Hayden, who are you tied to? Like, is it like a daisy chain and you're tied to someone else?
It's just me and Salome. Oof. No one else grabbed the rope.
Oh, no. That's a hell of a time for an at one.
Yeah, no, you both fall. You take 9 points of falling damage, both of you, as you slam into the garbage. Stump, you see the bridge collapse. You see the assassin on the other side. You see Salome and Hayden both slam into the garbage. You see the other two assassins are like brushing themselves off and noticing that these two have fallen into the garbage pit with them. In the opposite direction, you see a mound of trash sort of making its way towards this little group.
Oh, Stump.
Top of the order is Head Assassin. He is going to hold his turn. Stump, it is your turn.
Can I get directly above the trash monster?
If you wait until the monster's turn, you can wait until it's directly below you and then, like, interrupt its turn.
So I could theoretically drop Portent's nasty poison potion that he gave me on it?
You certainly could try.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Stump, are you holding your turn?
Can I hide from it?
From the trash monster?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't know anything about you.
Amazing.
It's occupied.
Its whole life is trash and what falls in the trash.
Amazing. Then, because it doesn't know where I am.
Same, honestly, yeah.
So since this trash monster has no idea I exist, I'm going to kind of hold my action to throw this Portent's
potion.
Poison potion explosion thing he gave me.
Rad.
To hopefully do a little bunch of damage and maybe distract it.
Okay. That is... Oh! LaMarche takes 9 points of damage, too, as he slams into the trash, too.
Oof. Okay, how's he looking?
He's starting to look bloodied. LaMarche is going to fly into a rage because he's pissed that he's in the trash now.
Yeah.
He's going to charge straight at one of the assassins and just bah, bah, try and smack him around. He misses with hell, but hits high water.
Yeah, high water finally getting.
Yeah, high water.
What's high water do?
The assassin fails and flies 15 feet away from LaMarche.
That would have been helpful earlier.
Mr. LaMarche, that would have really come in clutch like a couple seconds ago.
You didn't want to take 2 high water punches?
Stump, we've got beef.
Yeah, it's a jab. It's just bop, bop. It's a jab.
Yeah, hit him with a little double jab. You can do that. Come on.
I mean, maybe you can't, but I can.
next in the order is Hayden. Hayden, make a wisdom saving throw.
That's a 19.
Yeah, all right.
I can't do anything because it was the end of my turn, but at least I can move.
You concentrate on every muscle in your body. And you force, through sheer will, your muscles to break through the paralysis in order to move.
I said, it's time to dance. I say, as I'm, like, laying in a pile of trash.
Ooh, I actually skipped one of the assassins. So she is going to turn to you, Salome, and extend her hand, and she is going to cast Sacred Flame.
All right.
And I need you to make a dex save.
Oh, bet I do. Okay. Let's see how my dex saves go. That's a 13.
That is just not going to do it.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
That is going to be 11 points of radiant damage as sort of this cleansing fire rains down from the heavens right on your head.
Ooh.
You are cloaked in burning flame, and it hurts.
Oof, yeah.
That is her turn. Next in the order is the other assassin. He extends his hand out toward LaMarche. You see LaMarche tense up for a second, and he breaks through it. He saves. Oh, next is the trash monster.
Yeah, okay.
The trash monster is going to move forward until he is actually right below you on the platform, Stump.
Do I get advantage with it not knowing where I am?
You do. Yeah.
Oh, that's, if I'm not proficient in it, 22.
Let's find out together what it does, shall we?
To be honest, Stump's probably proficient in potion throwing.
Fair.
Oh, you definitely hit it. And I need to roll a D100 on the wild magic search table.
Oh, God.
To find out what happens.
If it just fucking grows a beard of feathers, I'm going to be so mad. I mean, I'll laugh, but it's going to be so messy. Like the, or, you know what I would love right now? Turns into a potted plant.
That'd be great, actually. Or like that would the really
fireball,
come in handy.
But like turns into a potted plant. It's something weird, isn't it? Does it get like boils on its toes?
Oh, Casey, I don't like that.
That's either really good or really bad.
This creature is sort of swimming through trash, and as it gets closer to the group, you see its body start to sort of come out of the trash. It is this large, just beast. It has three sort of stumpy legs that it's using to, like, claw its way through the trash with.
Ooh.
It's most of its body is just mouth. And it has a large eye stalk and then two long tentacles on either side. And as it starts to come up out of the trash, you see every piece of trash it touches begins to burst into flame.
Oh, no.
And it starts leaving a trail of fire behind it as it moves through the trash.
Salome, I don't want to be down here anymore.
I'm going to have to... This seems like an environmental disaster.
yeah, I think the air here might never recover.
I'm going to have to talk with Portents.
yeah, so it's on fire now.
Yeah, we got to get the hell out of here.
Next is Salome.
Okay. Is there a discernible way out of the trash?
There is sort of the edge of the trash pit and then staircases leading back up to the platform. Or staircases leading down to the next level.
Mr. LaMarche, fastest way to the sink, down or across?
Well, down. It is two levels below where we are right now.
Y'all want to just cut and run?
I have a way out of the trash if we need it. How quickly do we think we can get out of this trash?
I'll say that you were originally like 60 feet from the edge, so you are still 60 feet from the edge of the trash pit.
Okay. So I guess I'm just asking, like, are we running or are we fighting?
Keep us alive. Just keep us alive for a few more seconds. I can get us out of here.
All right, sure. I got no more heals, so I'm just going to try to kill people. And I take out my sword and just go after the gal who's in the trash pit with us.
Okay.
15 to hit?
That is going to hit.
Yeah! Okay. Oh, my God.
That hits exactly.
Great. So that is with Booming Blade again, just for, okay. for reference. Usually when I'm attacking with Booming Blade, but you just gotta be careful. 14 damage.
Yeah, she's looking really bad off.
Great.
The head assassin looks at you, Stump, and then is going to use his turn to make his way down to the second level. He goes down the stairs, is at the bottom, and then is going to move his spectral dagger to attack LaMarche. LaMarche is gonna take a little bit of damage. And then, well, next in the order is the head assassin again. He's going to attack LaMarche again. The spectral dagger does a little bit of damage. And then he's going to move into the trash pit to attack personally.
Mavs.
And he misses.
Great. Okay.
Whew. You all see the trash monster as it's getting ready. Like, it's coming up on y'all now. And then you hear sort of this... as it belches and flame erupts from its mouth.
Okay. Sure.
And it takes a bunch of damage from swallowing something that bursts into flames.
Oh, all right. Flaming trash monster. Mm-mm, that's so fun.
Mm-mm. Toasty.
Great. Next in the order is Stump.
Can I run across this bridge here?
Yeah. If you take your full dash action, you can get all the way across.
Yeah, I'm gonna use bonus action dash for cunning action and go run across it. At any point in this run, am I 60 feet away from the head assassin?
Yes. I'll say once you cross to the other side, you're within range of hitting him.
So yeah, I'm gonna run across with a bonus action dash and my regular movement to get to the other side of the trash pit, and then I'm gonna cast Ray of Sickness. I grab a vial and just crow hop and chuck it right at the head assassin. Oh, yeah. 25.
That's going to hit.
Okay. It takes 10 damage.
Okay.
But then also has to do a con save.
Okay.
If I hit it, assume it has to do a con save.
That is a failure.
Yeah, so he's poisoned for the next, until the end of my next turn, he's poisoned.
Okay. He sort of, like, doubles over and is like, ugh, and seems queasy. Maverick is going to swing on this assassin again.
Maverick, I cannot stress this enough. You need to grab hold of this rope.
He hits both. Ba-ba. And then he turns and starts heading towards you to grab the rope.
Okay, good, good, good.
Yeah, it's the female assassin's turn. I accidentally had you go before her last round.
Okay.
She runs towards LaMarche, makes two attack throws, misses with one, hits the other. Not very much damage. He's looking hurt, but he's not awful. He's bloody, but... Hayden, it is your turn.
All right. I think it's safe to say it's time for our last resort.
Yeah, probably.
Hayden reaches down, touches the rope wrapped around their waist, and casts Rope Trick.
Great.
The whole rope starts to glow and rises until the entire rope is perpendicular to the ground, and it's 50 feet of rope, so its top is well above the level of the bridges.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Is.
At this point, yeah. I'd like to start swinging. I want to rock back and forth, use my movement to rock, and then, ideally, with a solid acrobatics check, swing us to the existent bridge and cut the rope with my attack.
That is such a wild use of Rope Trick.
Yeah. Roll an acrobatics check.
I thought you were just going to create a hole for us to go into.
That's so wonderful.
That's sick.
If I roll poorly on any aspect of this, I'm going to be really sad.
I will say, I'll set the DC at 15.
I rolled an 8, and my acrobatics is plus 7.
Yes!
For 15 exactly.
Oh, perfect. Ooh. Perfect. Whoa. Why not?
You.
Ooh, that's sweaty.
Swing, you get a running start, swing back and forth, and rocket yourself up onto the platform. Bop, land on it. And which rope are you cutting?
My initial thought was that my side of the rope would rise up.
Yeah.
So that I could cut the rope and let the swing take me to the bridge, and whoever's at the bottom of the rope would just land at the bridge.
Okay.
100%. If you think that's doable.
Okay. So you are at the top. You swing.
Basically, I'm launching LaMarche at the bridge and then hoping that Salome and I can momentum.
Leap onto it.
Yeah.
Yeah. LaMarche catapults onto the bridge. He lands.
Okay.
You cut the rope and sort of follow the swing after him. Salome, make an acrobatics check.
Okay.
I will let Hayden, you give the help action as you both sort of like fall together into the bridge.
Oh, well, thank Great. The gods that be for that, because that's an 18, but it would have been a 5.
Yes!
You both land onto the bridge. It rocks from the impact, but you are all on it.
Ooh, darling, that was a neat trick. Please don't do it again, but it was good.
I'm just so glad that everyone grabbed that rope. Thank you for listening.
Oh, my lands. Yeah, no, that was good. All right, let's get him.
Yeah, let's go.
So all three of you are up here. Stump, you're also on the bridge, so you see all of your compatriots land on the bridge next to you. You sort of hold on for balance, and then everyone is back up on the bridge with you.
I gotta say, I've seen a lot of things in my life. That was wild.
That was real good, Hayden.
I was not sure that was going to work.
Hey, but you carried it all.
I have to assume that's my whole turn. There's no way I can do more after that.
Oh, no. That's got to be your whole turn. Rule of cool, that all is your turn. Like,
great.
Mechanics or not, like, that happens.
Thanks, DM.
You got it. Next is one of the assassins on the ground floor. Sees you all in the air land on the bridge looks down, sees a flaming trash monster heading for them, and turns and books it.
Fair.
That assassin is going to disengage and flee the combat. Next in the order is the flaming trash monster. It is going to, with a 25 to hit, slams into the other assassin. That assassin collapses, and the creature grapples her.
Ooh, honey. Okay.
With its other tentacle, it's going to bring it down on the head assassin, and that one also connects. You hear a crack as this tentacle lands, and the head assassin is also grappled. And now it is going to do a bite attack. So the not head assassin, it is going to raise her up with this tentacle, bring her into its mouth, and clamps down, and she is gone.
Oof.
She's out of the combat. Hayden, now that you are closer to the head assassin, make another perception check, and this time make it with advantage.
Oh, that's a 17.
With a 17, it clicks. The red dagger, the yellow tassel, the seeming obsession with you, the hesitation in the previous battle. You recognize the dagger as one that belonged to someone you knew very well. And maybe his father, who used to be a monarch overseas, or so he told everyone that he knew.
Oh, no.
And you recognize the head assassin, mask and all, as your long-lost friend, Rat.
Let go of the rope. Everyone, let go of the rope. Let go of the rope.
And as
I throw down the rope,
this creature begins to pull Rat towards its gaping maw, we'll end our session and start here next session.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Mage Hand High Five, The Badlands. But wait, don't go anywhere. I have a big announcement to make. So, next week in the Mage Hand High Five feed, we're going to be dropping in something a little special. And it's entitled, Welcome to the Silly Goose Convention. Yes, that's right. It is a truly unhinged one-shot run by the creator of the game, Welcome to the Silly Goose Convention, Elliot Davis. He is the founder of a little organization called More Blueberries, and he's created such games as Something is Wrong with the Chickens, Project Echo, and Abominations. He just happens to be having a little Kickstarter for his next game launching this upcoming February 14th. In fact, you may already be able to jump on there if you are listening on the 14th through the 28th. The game that he is creating and releasing on Kickstarter is called Rom-Com Drama Bomb. This is a storytelling game for three players over the course of 90 minutes. We can all be honest, that's the perfect length of a rom-com. You will play out the trope-fueled scenes of a romantic comedy with a maniacal twist. You're playing as two people who shouldn't fall in love and the evil villain who will stop at nothing to make sure they do. So check out and support Elliot's Kickstarter, February 14th through the 28th, and check out our Welcome to the Silly Goose Convention game next week in the feed. Want to hear us talk more about the show? Check out our Patreon at patreon.com/magehandhighfive. It's a fantastic place. We've got a special extra podcast called Mage Hand Down Low where we talk about all the episodes and get behind the scenes. It's very cool. Thanks to Jacob Kersner for our orchestrations and Shane Smith for our logo and our cover art. Check out our website at www.magehandhighfive.com and look for us all over social media. We're on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Discord, wherever we may be. We're going to be there at Mage Hand High Five. Go to your podcatcher of choice and throw a 5-star review our way. And now it's time for a little shout out to all of our subscribers on Patreon. We have Imp Games, Avery Spar, AM Lovelies, Allison DeVelvis, Doss Carpenter, Diana Bacon, Al Forrest Oki, Liz Spar, Carrie Lee, Jonathan Gunn,
Tyler Gardner,
Mira the Nerd, El DeSoul, Julotta Pang, Michael Clevenger, Laura, Al,
Chloe Utley,
Sammy Richardson. Thank you all so much, and we love you a great deal. Tell your friends about us. Tell your foes about us. Tell that guy at the checkout counter at the grocery store about us, because I'm sure that they need something to pick them up after a horrible, horrible, horrible day at work. And when you do, use the hashtag MHH5. And hey, how about a high five?